back up a couple of years in our area. 2019 was extremely wet all season, and we had a substantial number of prevent plant acres where there was no crop planted, roughly just under 5 million acres out of probably a 15 million acre corn and soybean area. So extremely heavy prevent plant. And we knew at the time, based on experience from prior years, that the weed pressures were going to be extremely heavy. And it really reinforces one of our guiding principles at Syngenta about managing the weed seed bank. Unfortunately, as an industry, for things that were out of our control, we couldn't manage the weed seed bank in 2019. We physically couldn't get in because the fields were so wet to get the weeds knocked back. And what that's done, fast forward to now, and one of the predictions we made back then, we're battling extremely heavy weed pressures. This is the third year. To make a long story short, we're gaining, but we're still battling some really heavy weed pressures. I think as an industry, we're doing a really good job of managing our weeds. The dynamics have changed substantially over the last 10 years to where it used to be seaweed, spray weed. We've done an excellent job at Syngenta coaching retailers and coaching growers to plan ahead. To my point that the best time to manage these weeds is before they come out of the ground. The old days of waiting till they emerge is effectively a reactive approach, and we know from a lot of use patterns and in any number of things in our everyday life that it's best to plan ahead and be prepared. And being proactive is better than being reactive. A proactive approach is using a fully loaded multi-effective mode of action residual herbicide followed by a crop safe multiple mode of action post-emerge program like Acuron followed by Acuron. Reactive approach is waiting for the weeds to emerge and then going out and trying to control them. More often than not, if we follow that approach, that reactive approach, the damage has already been done. We know that weeds compete with sunlight, moisture, space, nutrients with our crop. That's why we're working hard to keep them under control.